right, and good afternoon, everybody. This is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and we are going to have some fun today. We've got some amazing people on the show, starting with John Milton Fogg, then Dan Waldschmidt, and finally BK Barreco, and you are going to love what you hear. It's been a long time since I've had this much of a lift around a radio show we were going to do, and with all the guests. I mean, it's just been awesome. And next week we're going to follow it up with a very, very, very strong show with Harry S. Dent, who is saying some crazy stuff about where the U.S. economy is headed with these bubbles. He's written a new book. He is an economist that just he goes across all frontiers, and he is famous. He's on all the news shows, all the TV shows, and he's basically saying, if you don't have a plan B in place in 5 years, you're out of business. And if you think you're going to start that plan B 5 years from now, when the hand grenade hits your life, it's going to be too late. You have to start now. He's going to prove that next week on the show, so that's going to be cool too. But before we roll it, hello, John Milton Fogg. How are you? I think I've got John Milton Fogg. I should have John Milton Fogg. Hi, John.
I'm sorry, man. I'm reading this book, and I just had to finish it. Finish this, what I was reading here. Edgy.
Very yeah, cool. It's a great. So, how are you doing, John Milton Fogg? Tell us about the state of your life. It's going great. You just celebrated a couple of years of sobriety, and you are cooking with gas on all fronts, from what I understand.
I am having a wonderful time. That's I really exciting, am. Man. And I'm thrilled, Kimo Sabe. I am thrilled to be back.
That is
I'm happy to be doing this
exciting
again.
Well, it's great to have you, John, and it's great to get to work with you every day. Let's go straight to it. You're an author. This book, I told you that this book had changed my life. I'm telling everybody, this book changed my life. And I was pretty intense before, and I just realized I was playing at about fourth grade level. And Dan Waldschmidt's book, Edgy Conversation.
Oh, there's a bunch of us in trouble now.
Oh, my gosh. It's ask Marianne Niehaus. I mean, I have raised my intentionality on my weight, on my morality, on my spirituality, on my serenity. Everything's gotten better since I read this book, Edgy Conversations. I'm begging you all to buy it and read it. Go to edgyconversations.com. Take a look at the book. It is crazy. This guy named Dan Waldschmidt, he's got a firm called Waldschmidt Partners, and basically they solve complex marketing and business strategy problems for huge companies. I mean, this guy's connections are off the charts, and he shrunk it down to Joe Lunchbox like me and has really, really made a difference. He's been on everywhere, you know, Business Week, Inc. magazines, the BBC, Fox News, Today Show, Business Insider, radio shows everywhere, hundreds of articles, spoke at companies all over the world, and his Edgy Conversation blog is one of the biggest out there, according to Dow Jones. So, Dan, how are you, man? Do we have you with us?
I'm doing great. You know, whenever I hear intros like that, I always wonder, did you schedule another guest instead of me? But I'm delighted to be here.
Dan, inside of what Harry S. Dent is going to talk about next week, talking about this bubble that is hitting us that is going to be unbelievable, every one of us listening to this show have a chance right now to take our destiny into our own hands and generate something gigantic. If we can just get past all this crazy balanced and life spring and life coaching that people are giving us to basically stay broke, lazy, and poor. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, you've nailed it. We've built this whole ecosystem of mumbo jumbo that makes us feel good. And really, it's a lot of excuses. Hey, Tom, it's okay that you don't have the goals that you say you want to have because you're balanced. And then magically, that's supposed to make up for the fact that, no, you're lazy and you're not putting in the effort, and the stuff you're saying isn't the stuff you're backing up with your actions. And we don't talk like that, maybe because it's not socially acceptable or because it won't make the people around us feel all that comfortable. But we're really good at making excuses. In fact, in the startup world that I mentor in and invest into, we don't even call it quitting anymore. You know what we call it? We call it pivoting. I'm going to pivot. No one quits. No one gives up. No one fails. It's I'm going to pivot now. And there's nothing wrong with trying something new. But when we have this society that says, hey, do what you want, work as much as you want. You know what? Let's all work smarter. And I've not met one person in the 1,000 people that we interviewed that said to me, Dan, I'm so glad I work smarter. They all told me it felt like I couldn't make it. There was no one who believed in me at times. In fact, I didn't even believe in myself at times. I am so glad I didn't give up. I am so glad that I did the hard work that no one else was willing to do. That's the story that we need to be hearing right now. That's the message that Americans, that citizens all over the world need to embrace right now, that if you're going to make it, it's because you roll up your sleeves and get to work.
Talk about those insane interviews of the people in the book, over 100 stories where he writes it a little bit like that Mark Victor Hansen book, where he even uses different type, and he tells a story about somebody that just fought through incredible odds to get to the top. A lot of times, the top wasn't even a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It was something far bigger and better. But at the end of the day, every one of these just show that quitting wasn't an option. Yet we quit so much on things before we have a chance to be successful. It's unbelievable, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the stories are so empowering because once you say them out loud, once you read one of those stories out loud and you look at, you know, your house and you see the satellite dish outside that lets you have 5,000 channels you don't need, right? Once you look at the refrigerator with, you know, food and, you know, first world problems, right? The ice maker's broke. You know, all these things that stress us out. And then you read about a guy who had nothing, who was broke, and fought his way to the Florida State Hall of Fame for football, right? And yet here's this guy who's born with one leg, you know, and it kind of makes you stop and you kind of beat yourself up a little bit and go, what's my problem? What am I crying about? You know, what stress do I have? Why can't I muster the courage to just make my way down the field? This guy's hopping his way down the field. It's almost comical. It's almost ludicrous. It's absurd. This guy's hopping his way down the field. Oh, by the way, that's an amazing story you'll find in the book. You can read the story to get the rest of it. But as a seventh grader, he could stand underneath the basketball hoop, jump straight up, and dunk it. All guts. You know, it was amazing as I interviewed these people that we often dismiss courage, will, because it's not something we can see on a spreadsheet. As leaders, we look for things that we can touch with our hands. And if our CFO says, Dan, let's do this, I know it hurts people, and I know it may not be the most human thing to do, but you know what? It's good because it looks like on a spreadsheet it's going to work out. We're quick to embrace those notions. Often I'm called in to try to fix problems after those things, sort of things, cause more damage than they do good. But when someone says to you, we need heart, we go, oh, come on, Dan, what do we need? We don't need more heart. And then we see a guy like Carl Brashear, that they made the movie Men of Honor, who was in hypothermic conditions for hours, and he lived. And how do you explain something like that other than the quote that Carl said many, many, many years after that story went down, where he said, they weren't going to take my dream from me. That's what this whole book is about. It's about people who said, you're not going to steal my destiny. I have bigger dreams for myself than I'm allowing you to take from me. And I'm not going to let work or struggles or lack of money or lack of education, lack of friends, it doesn't matter. You can't steal from me what I won't give to you. And the lessons are endless. Where it's story after story, page after page. We interviewed 1,000. We couldn't put all 1,000 in the book. Of course, you'd be getting an encyclopedia. But the 150 stories that are in the book, each one, when I would flip through the book and see the stories there in color, I would, many times I would just stop and think and say, man, I need to take it up a notch. You know, Tom, you were talking about how you felt sometimes, man, you need to up a notch. Every time I flip that open, I think, man, what am I doing? I'm playing around.
No question. John Fogg, you've fought through unbelievable adversity over the last couple of years. Incredible stuff that I would have quit, jumped out the window if you hadn't been on the first floor or something. But, man, I am telling you, what do you think about, I mean, I know that you and I talked about this book and you thought, you know, because you're such a, you know, you're kind of a flower child that you thought it was a little intense. At the end of the day, what do you think about this whole deal?
Well, you know, thanks for the flower child remark. I love that. No, actually, Dan, I have a confession to make, which is that with the initial hoopla and the sample that came down online and Tom's over the top. I mean, if there's anyone in the world that doesn't need to be more intense, it's Mr. Chenault. So I took all that in, and I absolutely misjudged the book. I held my nose and jumped in it. One of the things that I thought about the book, an assumption, flat out an assumption and a wrong one, was that it didn't have any heart. And I'm sitting here looking at, you know, I'm on a Kindle, so I'm 62%, who knows what page number, into the book. And I'm looking at the why human factor, and you're saying here you have to look beneath the surface and see others as human beings. You have to understand, one, how pain and fear drive human behavior. Two, how the human brain makes decisions. Three, how love makes all the difference. You know, you're a strong guy. You're a powerful guy. This book has just a ton of sensitivity to the human condition and heart. And I think you're just telling it like it is. It's a tough love's a good expression for it.
Yeah, it is tough love. But I'm telling you, we need to hear it. Go ahead.
No, it's right. You know, that we often, as you say, people judge us by what they think. Oh, Dan's made a lot of money. Oh, Dan did MMA. I teased a few of those items in the front of the book, you know. You know, he's got it figured out. He's tough. And of course, the story I told in the opening chapter was not to be overly sensational and not to say, woe is me, but to say, I think there's a lot of me's out there. And we put our business suit on and hope that no one notices that inside we're really freaked out and scared. And we're really worried by the bad stuff that we think is happening all around us, happening to us. And that's everyone. That's not me. It's not you. That's everyone.
This book's so good. I've got a studio audience. Hey, Johnny, John, we got to take a break.
Go ahead, babe.
This book is so good. We've got a studio audience. Trish Hetherington's walking in the door right now. It's changed her life. It is crazy. Go to edgyconversations.com right now. Buy this book. It will change your life. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having one heck of a nice day. We are on the air. We have got Dan Waldsmith, John Milton Fogg, and we're going to have in the next segment the one and only BK Barreco. So everybody stick around. But we are talking to Dan about his book, Edgy Conversations. As I said, it has just absolutely made me a crazed human being because I just realized I was playing it small. But I had this conversation going on, like things were going great because I'm, you know, my check's decent and my marriage is okay and my this and my that and blah, 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 blah. So it was all noise and I wasn't playing to my potential. And I love the fact that I read this book and it just punched me right in the nose. And I'm really happy that John Milton Fogg had the same experience. And I want to go right back to him for a second because you were just about to ask Dan something, John. What was it?
Dan, Tom mentioned at the beginning of the show that I've had an interesting couple of years, 2 years of recovery from alcoholism. And one of the things that I noticed in our group meetings that I go to a number of times every week, and one of the things that binds us together is everybody in that room has struggled. And everybody in that room, no matter what their length of recovery is, clear that they still have a lot of work to do. Are you saying that's all of us? Because that's what I read, and it's a great perspective for me to put on. Number one, it stops me being judgmental about other people and has me take a cleaner, clearer look at myself.
So your alcoholism is something that we say is not socially acceptable. Right? Me sticking a needle in my arm and tightening a rubber band around my arm so I can get another shot of heroin is something we frown on. Oh, Dan has an addiction problem. Dan has a substance problem, right? John has a substance problem. He's broken. Meanwhile, I can be addicted to laziness and fear, procrastination, worry, doubts, selfishness. That's okay. That's okay, because that's on the inside, and that's allowable, and we don't see that the same poison that rots us from the inside out, the attitudes we have, are perhaps just as dangerous, if not more, than what we stick in our bodies on the outside, whether it be a bottle or a needle. And you're exactly right, that we all suffer from addictions, and we all, every day of our lives, have to fight back these negative attitudes and negative behaviors that will cripple us if we're not careful.
You know, one of the things you opened my eyes about, and I'm stubborn and stupid, those are two of my better qualities, is about the business of having a plan. I'm such a maverick. I mean, I went to art school. I'm a 66-year-old child of the 60s. But you got my attention with that, Dan. Can you say more about the importance of you gotta have a plan?
Well, there's that old quote, you know, if you aim for nowhere, you'll hit it every time. You know, and I think that's a little bit about what we uncovered with this book, was that the plan necessarily wasn't a 5-year plan as we think about it. Hey, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to get a degree, I'm then going to get an advanced degree, an MBA, and then I'm going to be a senior executive 6 years from now. It wasn't about that. The plans that we saw most effective were those who said, I want to change the world, and here's how I'm going to do it. And it wasn't so much about, you know, here are the things I'm going to do, but it was about who they were going to be. And that was where we saw impact, is it was a problem and they were going to do whatever it took to fix it, right? There was an opportunity, and despite the number of obstacles in their way, they were going to seize the moment and try to conquer that. And so I think what's important for us all to realize is that you're running a marathon, and the reality of life is you don't know which mile marker you're on right now. It could be mile 4, it could be mile 24. Sometimes success is around the corner. Sometimes you look around a lot of corners and you still don't find success. That's still not enough. That's not a good enough reason to quit running and drop out of the race. And so have a plan. Take a moment to step back and go, what do I want to do with my life? What really matters to me? And by the way, you can't plan if you're drowning in debt. So the next time you think you need to run out and have a 70,000-inch TV and 4 billion channels on cable, just think about how that's crippling your plan. That's the elephant in the room that's stomping the crap out of every dream you want to have. It's making bad personal financial decisions. So dream big, and then think about what really moves you, and then get to work on it.
Got it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's it. And talk a little bit about the caliber of clients you've got. I mean, it's unbelievable who you do business with.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a multi-level marketing, home-based business, you know, Joe Lunchbox conversation of people just selling themselves out. We've gotten lazy at the highest level, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's, and part of that is just how our financial systems force us to show profits every quarter, even if it means laying off 4,000 people. And we've kind of traded in our let's change the world strategies for let's just grow a little bit this quarter so analysts don't knock us down a few points, right?
Dan,
so
we love you. Everybody, we got to go. Dan, thanks a million. You are welcome back anytime. We'll be back right after this with you.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are up. We are back. It is Tom Chenault. This is John Milton Fogg, and now we have got BK Barreco with us. I know everybody's been really waiting to hear this guy. I hope you enjoyed Dan Waldsmith. He is, I tell you, go get that book. If you are, I don't care what lane you're in. I don't care if you're flat out broke or you're making $1 million a year. That book is for you because you just, it's amazing to me how much more on my game in every category, even my marriage, my relationship with my kids, everything has gotten better as a result of this. And I love that. There is, oh, next week I told you, Harry, I can't even think of his name. The guy, what's his name? Harry S. Dent. The guy, Harry S. Dent, is going to be on the show. It's going to be just like this show. It will be over the top. You want, if you are in home-based business, and you're an entrepreneur, no matter what you're doing, you want to listen to this show because this hairy S dent is going to bring home the bacon. Okay, let's go over to BK Barreco. How are you, BK?
Tom, I just want to start off by saying the rumors of my retirement have been greatly exaggerated.
Oh, my God. You know, and I couldn't figure out what you... And I saw the headline. I went to the MLM watchdog, and I saw the headline, and I go, what's he whining about? And I even wrote you a note and said, BK, come on. And then I saw the headline of the email that was sent out about that line on the website, and that was clearly... just crazy, because it said BK leaving Vima, and that's absolutely not true. Everybody out there on the planet, BK Barreco is not leaving Vima, but I promise you, that brought some ears to that show. No, bad publicity is better than no publicity. So, hello, BK.
I'm a semifinalist in Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, and I was at a cocktail party for them a couple days ago, and you know, one of the big finance guys comes up and goes, so what's your exit strategy? And I said, well, I've got, you know, 6 kids, 7 and under. And he goes, no, I wasn't asking about your family. I was asking about your exit strategy. I go, well, that is. I want to raise my kids up, and they're all fluent in Spanish, by the way. And I want to raise my kids up to one day hopefully run this company. And so this is, you know, I don't have a plan B. I don't have an exit strategy. I don't have a retirement plan. I just love what I do, and you can't even call that work.
And you've been doing it for many, many years. And the last couple of years, I'm telling you, I don't know what's happened to you. I mean, I see the pictures all over the place of you and your terrific family. And then I see some of the pictures of you in your personal life. And then I see some pictures of Jordan Belfort coming to your convention. And then I see, you know, and it just feels to me a little bit like you're at that midlife crisis where you're probably going to go buy a Corvette convertible next and put on some puka shells. What's happened to you?
First off, Jordan Belfort was never booked by Vima to come to our convention. He was one of our leaders was going to bring him in on a Sunday. Our convention ends, you know, we're going to have 10,000 people in Las Vegas at the end of this month. And I had to actually do a blog to say, you know, I don't know how this kind of stuff gets started, but I, you know, just want to let everybody know. And I hadn't even seen the movie. And then I saw the movie and I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So Tom, you can rest assured. There's no midlife crisis going on. There is, you know what? It's like the Anthony Robbins. A constant and never ending improvement. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to improve. I want to continue to get better. In not only my life, but in the company as well. And so it's a philosophy. It's an attitude, and improving means change, and change, sometimes people, you know, hate change, and sometimes people embrace change. And so it's that's what it's all about.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Jordan Belfort. I interviewed him several years ago you and I actually had dialogue about this when you first told me, and I knew he wasn't coming on to your convention. I wouldn't have hijacked you with that. But here's the deal. The guy is a despicable human being that should never, ever, ever be in front of people that are out there trying to do. The people he destroyed are the people that are in network marketing. And there is no way on earth that guy should have been anywhere in front of a crowd. So I was thrilled when I found out that rumor wasn't true. So this whole industry.
We've dispelled two rumors in 3 minutes. I'm not retiring and Jordan Belfort isn't coming to convention. Let's move on.
Okay, so number three, how do you like John Milton Fogg these days?
He is wonderful. I've always loved the guy. I mean, I love his work. I love his writing. Is he still listening?
Yeah, he's here. He's with us.
That's just a joke. No, I love him. I think he's great.
BK, you can just send me a check, buddy. It's fine.
I'll get right on that.
I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
In the last 5 years, what's the one thing that you've done that you're most proud of?
Didn't pivot. You know, I was listening to Dan in your first segment. Great guy, great insight. You know, so many people quit, and it's like when you got a dream, you can't let anybody take it from you. And I've had a I've had a turbulent career, and, you know, 19 years as an owner in network marketing. You know, New Vision was a $27 million a month company, and the Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and that whole, you know, system, and then the regulators come in and say, you know, there's health claims on this tape, and we take the health claims off, and, you know, sales start sliding down to $1.9 million, and my brother decides to sell, and my number one income earner decides to sell, and you know, I present the idea of Vima to 13 of my top leaders, and 12 of them tell me don't do it. And I just said, I don't have another plan. I mean, this is, we have to reinvent ourselves. We have to be open to change and open to doing things better. And, you know, my dad used to say the sun shines all day long, but until you take a magnifying glass and you focus it, only then you can start a fire. And I said, what we need is a focus on just our top one and two products, our essential minerals and our Mangosteen Plus. And we launched Vima, and then you know, Zango comes in with their famous lawsuit, and it takes the $1.2 million that I didn't have to defend myself and a year and a half of my time getting sucked out of me. They wanted to, you know, financially kill me, and then my brother joined Zango, and then we start keep telling that we're just kept telling the story. We're not quitting. We're telling the story, and then. You know, 7 years, we get to that coveted, you know, $10 million a month mark and, you know, $100 million a year. And then, you know, 12 months later, we go to $20 million a year. We double it. And this year, I want to take it to $40 million a year. And what gets us to where we are isn't necessarily going to get us to where we want to go. And so we need to have that philosophy of be open to change. You know, Jonathan Gilmore was interviewing me for a book yesterday or the day before, and the question was asked, what corporate executives in network marketing, what is the biggest downfall? And I don't want to criticize anybody, but I mean, we get paid, when you think about it, we get paid for paying attention. And not just paying attention to what we're doing or what a few of our competitors are doing. We get paid to pay attention to the business around us and being open to ideas that come from other industries. Don't be so laser focused on everybody does it this way, so this is the way everybody needs to do it, and nobody's going to ever change. And that's a good way to get run over in today's economy. And so, I just think that we need to pay attention. And that's one of the things I really pride myself on the senior management team that we put together here at Vima. It's just a great team of guys that think outside the box. When they come up with, you know, there's no bad ideas. There's some crazy ideas, but there's really no bad ideas. And will they work or will they not work? And so, you know, we get ideas from technology companies. I was reading Fast Company magazine last year and, you know, got a great idea from that article on Jeff Bezos. And it's just, you just gotta pay attention.
Well, you've changed your branding so much. Hang on a second, John. You've changed your branding. I mean, it is clear that you've stepped it up as far as the look and the vibe and everything else. And at $200 million in sales a year, you're starting to really get yourself into some stratified air here. And I'm not allergic to your look. I'm not allergic to your youth movement or any of that stuff. I think that you are on the leading edge. You and I had a conversation about that a couple of months ago on so many things, and I applaud that for you. So, John, did you want to ask him a question about that before I hit him with a hand grenade here?
Yeah, before your hand grenade, let me hit him with a smaller one. BK, you said you didn't quit. Why not? What keeps you in the game? Well, you don't have anything to prove anymore. You've done it all.
It's like when this company came to purchase New Vision, and we got a great eight-figure offer. And, you know, my brother goes, what do you think? And I go, let me take the weekend to kind of think about it, because it was the kind of offer that you have to at least give the respect of some contemplation. And on Monday, he calls me up and says, what do you think? And I said, you know, if I didn't do this, what would I do? I'm too ADD to retire. I mean, I got too much energy. I love the building process. I love, you know, the success stories. I love the health stories that, you know, these efforts create. And I don't know of another way to satisfy that desire in me by retiring. And so, it's just that pretty much sums it up. I don't know what else I would do if I didn't do this. And so it's just, You know, it's just, hey, we got to figure this out. You're going to have challenges. I mean, this is business. I mean, you're going to have challenges in life. You're going to have challenges in your personal life. You're going to have attacks. You're going to have haters. You're going to have all that kind of stuff. I mean, I started off my morning with two tweets that I received, and I'm like going, holy crap. I mean, this is like, why do these people even take the energy to say these kind of things about me? Because don't they know that it's fuel? This is, you know, you want to fire me up, tell me I can't do something. I mean, I remember when I got into network marketing years ago, into Mattel KM. You know, I worked at 6 months part-time. I was selling advertising for 7 years. I mean, hated my job. And my friend, Drew, in the cubicle next to me for 6, 7 years, you know, said to me, you're going to be back begging for your job in 6 months. And you know, you can listen to the Dans of the world and get all fired up and all this motivation and go to, you know, Anthony Robbins. And you want to fire me up, you hate on me. Because I'm going to work my ass off to say you're not right. I'm going to be right, and I don't care. But, and I, you know, here it is, 20 years, and I still remember the conversation Drew had with me. And so some people take that hate, and they let it destroy their dream. And other people learn to channel it into fuel and motivation for their dream.
So we got to go to a break, of course, and I want to get to this. And here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you still love MLM? I mean, obviously you've changed the model a little bit, but it isn't like you hate the industry. You just feel like the tide is switching away from that traditional model. What the heck's going on there? So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to have him ponder that question, and we're going to really talk about that in the next segment. And we're going to get to the bottom of this, because I am troubled about it. I got to be honest with you, because I'm there. All of us are there. And I want to make sure this profession is going to be around for my grandkids. And I want to hear BK's spin on that. So we're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Partners. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back, it's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We got John Milfog and BK Barreco. And BK, what's this mean? I mean, obviously, you're listening to a little bit of the footsteps out there, and you've been through the FTC, you've been through all the whole thing. You alluded to it earlier in your New Vision days, and those guys swing big sticks when they swing them. At the same time, this network marketing model has been around a long time, and where I really got irritated was the kind of shot you took when you said, we're not Amway, we're more like Amazon, like Amway was a bad deal, and that's what's fed you and your family for all the time. And I just didn't get that. I didn't get that quote. Did the New York Post misquote you, or did you just say that and you meant it?
You know what? First off, let me answer the question you asked before you went to the break. I love MLM. I love network marketing. I mean, it literally, you know, changed my family's life. It's changed my life. I mean, it has created in a business model that has given me everything that I have from a business standpoint. And so that's never going to change. But I want you to know that, you know, Amway's a great company. Here's the one thing that, you know, dealing with some of the top minds in this industry, one of the things I've discovered is they don't embrace change like other industries embrace change. My dad used to tell me the only thing you can count on is change. And you know, the Herbalife right now is under an FTC investigation, right? And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, it's like a storm brewing off in the distance. You don't know if it's going to blow in and rain on everybody, or you don't know if it's going to blow out to sea. But I, as a CEO, my responsibility is not to VEMA, but my responsibility is to its leadership, is to the people that count on me making the right decisions for the right reason. And so I'm not dissing Amway. I'm not dissing Herbalife. I'm not dissing the industry. What I'm saying is I think there's a better way to tell our story. You know, you mentioned about the young people that you know, we attract 15, 18,000 young people a month to this business. They don't know Amway. They don't understand how that works. You know what they understand? They understand Amazon. And that article that I read in Fast Company, you know, gave me the idea. You know, a huge portion of Amazon's $70 billion. Amazon's been around for a third of the time that Amway's been around. Amway's doing $11 billion. Amazon's doing $70 billion. Okay, so it may be, hey, you may learn a few things from how Amazon does business. So I'm reading this article, and they do third-party fulfillment. And my light went off over my head saying, what if we utilized Amazon to be able to deliver our products? They have 89 warehouses. They're working on same-day delivery. I mean, just a tremendous infrastructure that would be great if we could plug into it. And so, you know, months of high-level talks with their executives. And as I did that, I started peppering these guys with questions about their affiliate marketing plan. again, getting back to my point of paying attention to what other industries are doing. And I'm listening to them and I'm reading about them and how they do business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like almost like how we do business. I mean, there's so many similarities between affiliate marketing and network marketing. And everybody agrees with that. I mean, you know, Kevin Thompson came down on me for, you know, I'm the David Copperfield of the business world. And first off, I'm not
disagreeing. I'll bet you like that one.
I'm taking my leadership in Vegas out to see Chris Angel. So I am magicians. It's fun. It's entertainment. But you know what? It's all about telling a story. And a person's perception is the reality. And you ask, and here's something that I didn't have anything to do with. Amway's perception and Amazon's perception. I didn't have anything to do with how it's perceived with our prospective customers or our prospective affiliates. All I know is if I say Amway and I say Amazon, I'm going to get two completely different reactions. And my responsibility as a CEO is for that newest affiliate coming on board that they're excited about their business. And do you know how many great people that would have been awesome in network marketing have been knocked out of the business because they go to a well-meaning family, friends, the Drews of their life, and says, hey, I'm doing this and this, and they're like, oh, you are in one of those? I mean, a completely different perception than saying, hey, you know what, we're kind of like Amazon, except we pay better. I mean, to me,
it kind of sounds to me like you're not changing the model, you're just changing the story. You're kind of spinning it.
I changed our comp. It's not spin. It's not David Copperfield. It's, you know, Kevin Thompson and I kind of smile to think, you know, as he writes this, he didn't even give me a phone call to say, hey, can you give me some clarification on this? He just gets up and is, you know, I've got two lawyers that work for me, okay? This is not my first rodeo. I've been doing this for 19 years, almost $2 billion in sales. Even suggest that these changes that I made might be not legal is absolutely ridiculous. It's, you know, part of me wants to smile and part of me wants to engage him. And then I thought, you know what? Dexter Yeager, you know, Amway's number one guy. He used to say the dogs bark, but the caravan moves on. And some people just, they can bark, but you know what? My responsibility.
So let me ask you this.
You're getting me fired up there, Tom.
That's what I want to do. That's what otherwise people would be sleeping, listening to you and running into embankments in their cars. So,
all right.
And we're out of time. We're gone. So that's even worse. So here's the deal. You are clearly a leader, and I want to keep bringing you back, and I wanted people to understand that you aren't getting out of here. And so the name of the game is, VK, keep up the great fight. I know that we're going to keep putting light on this thing, and the world needs to know that you still like.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.